Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our next guest will enjoy this. We refer to him as Run the Ball Stefanski because Dick in Dayton calls him Kevin Stefanski. He's still with us, Dick in Dayton, Jason Gibbs.
That's pretty – you know what? Actually, we had our imaging guy do a big chunk of stuff, our big voice guy,
right?
Welcoming everybody. For 3 years, I've had no problems, and he sent me last week the Kevin Stefanski show. And I was like, what are you doing? We had to go back, and we had to go pull a couple things from somewhere
else.
Also,
Dick in Dayton was right.
Dick's
He's still around. The Bostonian's still around. Hiram's still around. Jason Gibbs joining us right now. Geez. Jason and I worked for years together at WKNR, and he is now. What is the official title, Gibbe, as they refer to you on the Cleveland Browns Daily Show?
Which my wife makes fun of me of because I'm like, eh. Whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, no one calls you that except them.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it happens. Just producer, radio producer, executive producer for the radio network and the Browns Daily Radio Show and all of our podcasts. So.
And games, are you still in the booth?
In the booth, year 10.
Year 10 in the booth with Jimmy Donovan and now Nathan Zagura and Gerard Cherry.
Where all the bodies are buried.
Yeah, exactly. And how about that? The old KNR crew, as Gerard and I were talking, first time on the radio was with me, trained him. Zagura as the fantasy consultant, brought him on with Errol Dengler when he walked me in with Nathan. And now you guys are all together as part of the Browns radio broadcast team with Jimmy Donovan.
Very, very lucky. It starts with Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the voice. And he's such a pro, and he's so good at what he does. He makes everybody's job easier.
You know why? Because if there's one facet about this team that's consistent, it's Jim Donovan.
Yeah,
think about it.
You're right. Yeah, over the years, the many changes, Jimmy's been there through all of them and called the good and the bad, mostly the bad, unfortunately.
Yeah,
hopefully
unfortunately.
That's changing.
I hope. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Or whatever this is.
Yeah.
Glorified plastic.
Yeah.
It starts with him, and I mean, Nathan's done such a great job, and he's so integrated with this football team and the coaches. I think the coaches were as excited as anybody once he got the job.
Cool.
They were like, hey, come on in, watch film. Here's what we're doing. Here's
right.
what, like, getting him up to speed on some of the other things. But, I mean, he's embedded with the team as much as anybody, so we're excited about that. And then, I'll take the three-time Super Bowl champ on the sidelines.
Gerard.
Tom Brady's former car mate.
Yeah, there. How about that?
Yeah,
he exactly. knows of what he speaks,
mate.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, we're excited. We got one game down, and we made it through Jacksonville, which felt like a 10-day stretch, and it was only 48 hours there, but it was long enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, we got through it. We're back, and, get through these next two preseason games and let's play some football
and open up with Baker Mayfield in Carolina,
yeah,
which
you
will
know,
be
I mean, why would we
the OIC factors I like to
why,
say only
why,
in
why?
Cleveland or in this case only in Carolina, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I'll go get a nice meal from Rocco Whalen and Fahrenheit
okay.
on the rooftop there in Charlotte. And
He's got a place down there.
It's fantastic.
Okay, all right.
It's fantastic.
I need to get his number before you leave. Seriously, I've got something I need to talk to Rocco about. And then, what about other programming for diehard Browns fans out there? Right, they hear Jimmy, call the games every Sunday or whenever the Browns are playing with us here on one of the affiliates of the Browns Radio Network, WHBC. What other avenues are there for them to get? Intel, podcasts, shows, whatever it is through the Browns Radio Network or social media.
I mean, obviously the Browns Daily Radio Show year-round, 2-hour show, interviews, guests, everything in-house. You never know who's going to swing by, stop in. Could be Andrew Berry, could be Jason Tarver, the linebacker coach, could be Deshaun Watson.
Right.
We have a number of those guys. Most of the players on every so often and consistently from a podcast standpoint, we do the best podcast available, which is our draft podcast. Everybody who's who, like you do on your show with Mel Kiper. And
right.
We go to the combine for a week, and we're live every day. You know, Kiper, Jeremiah, you know, Matt Miller from ESPN, Jordan Reed. And then we're working on it. We're coming up with a couple new concepts here. So
stay tuned.
Hopefully one of them involving a former Browns quarterback and a few other projects we're working on as well. So you can get everything on the Browns mobile app, clevelandbrowns.com, wherever you get your podcast. You know, we're on the iTunes. We're on
Apple,
you know, Spotify,
all
that. Whatever the kids, Stitcher, I'm still not sure what Stitcher is, but we're on it.
Stitcher, I don't even know that. No. That's a new one I'll look up
Snap
tonight.
Face.
Exactly.
Snapface.
Snapface. Yeah.
There
you go.
Same thing.
So, yeah, I mean, we definitely, we're amping up our digital presence a little bit more, and, you know, there's some big plans for what we ultimately want to do inside that building here as we go further into this.
Is this the last training camp with this facility?
What do you mean?
Are they
building a new practice facility here?
I don't know yet. That's to be determined. Okay. But obviously you can tell the neighborhood doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
So
yeah, there's a larger space.
There could be some additional things coming a year from now. So.
Gibbs, we went to school here at BW, right? So when we come,
yeah,
this
we know
is
the
like,
area.
Right, it's like, oh, my God, things have changed
dramatically.
We did relocate the church.
Right.
We did just bulldoze the
church. All right, very
good.
That's
bad juju.
Well, the reason I asked is because
we moved him. So.
We've seen some changes at home as well. In
right.
Canton, you know, now with the Hall of Fame Village and everything else that's going on there, they're building like crazy. When I see change – and we're in a different area, I start to think, hey, wait a minute, something's going on. Give.
Yes, there
come on. What is it?
There are some big plans for
good.
This neighborhood.
Is that
so,
right?
And it has helped this year from a training camp standpoint, a fan standpoint. You know, having all the extra room, being able to accommodate more fans, and, you know, hopefully, you know, the game plan will be that, you know, fans will be able to come to these joint practices in the future.
That would
be more room.
When we were kids, we used to practice behind Finney Stadium.
Right.
You know, the Browns were back there in what used to be an old racquetball court, and there was a field maybe a quarter of the size of what we're looking at right now.
Yeah.
What a difference.
Yeah, and then when there were artificial turf games, they practiced at Finney Stadium.
Right.
You know, so how much it's changed to 85, class of 85, class of 86 at BW.
It's amazing the downstairs – area now that is there's all players, the hot tubs, the cold tubs, the current lanes,
right,
where you can have a significant current, I mean, where you can barely move, that
amazing.
You're trying to push through. I mean, they got John Johnson III's hot yoga room, they have a smoothie bar now, like, so they walk in, you can walk in now as a player, and you can stay. If one of my equipment guys comes out, I may grab him to have him come over. You stand on this platform, and basically, it does a scan. It scans your hands, your feet, everything. And they can take you around the corner, and then they walk down the aisle, and they're like, this shoe, this padding.
Oh, just
on
for
your
size.
Foot. Yeah, but, I mean, equipment-wise.
Unreal.
They have certain, I don't want to call them electrodes, but there's certain sensors in the helmet.
Okay.
That automatically inflate and deflate your helmet based on where your head's moving.
Jeez.
They can take care of everything.
Wow.
Special gloves, whatever your hand sizes are, whatever your fingertips, like, it scans everything. You put your hands down.
It's
you
like
put
the
your
$6 million
down.
Dollar
I've
man.
I've seen this
it,
on, you know, like
show you the arch.
There's a thing. There's an app on some of the, you know, fashion sites that you put your phone down and it'll scan you and tell you what your size of your jacket is.
And this
but
takes
this,
it even
yeah,
further.
I think so.
It's insane.
Wow.
That's amazing.
They walk the players in on the first day and they get all the measurements in one swoop.
No kidding.
State-of-the-art stuff, man.
It's all form-fitting anyway.
Well, and it's all for the players.
Right.
I mean, I think we now have 5 chefs on staff.
Damn. Like you're eating well then, huh?
Too well.
Oh, I know. I know. That's great.
The bastion of not working out.
Wow. Well, hey, you know, work calls, right? So you got to do what you got to do to get everything taken care of there. Well, Gibbsy, great to see you. Kudos on the job with the Brownies, and I'll bother you throughout the season, and let's hope that we can get back to just playing football and focus on the season come September 11th.
I'm a big, big fan of that.
Yeah, everybody would.
Long 3 months.
Yeah, I bet it has.
So,
yeah.
if I read it correctly, it's been 47, today is 47 days since the judge, the original judge, heard the last day of arguments.
Okay, all right.
47 days.
Right.
And we're still waiting.
Yeah. She took a month. He's taken 2 weeks so far.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. But, Jason, good
nice
to see
paycheck.
You. I know, right? If you can get it. But we appreciate you stopping by. Thanks so much. Continued
Absolutely,
success.
Guys. Good luck with high school.
And by the way.